it won't stop raining. It's the right time to roll the beam. Roll the beam. Roll the beam. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the man through, guess who?
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Cold enough this morning, ABC's Trevor Ault is out in it.
This is extremely difficult, if not outright unbearable weather for the majority of the country. There's wind chill alerts in effect this morning from North Dakota all the way to Florida, not to mention all the snow that's piling up and the very dangerous ice on a lot of our roads and highways.
A cold snap across the nation being blamed for at least 9 deaths. 6 days until primary day in New Hampshire. Former President Trump bouncing back and forth between New York courthouse and campaigning in the Granite State. A jury will determine how much he owes writer E. Jean Carroll in damages in a defamation suit. She's expected to take the stand with Trump in the courtroom. And Thursday's GOP primary debate in New Hampshire scrapped after Nikki Haley pulled out, saying she'd only attend if former President Trump was also on the stage. A new report from the American Cancer Society showing that overall cancer deaths have fallen by a third since 1991. Breast cancer rates are still rising. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
For the upcoming April election, Baraboo voters will select a mayor and fill 3 common council seats. The candidates were announced at the city's Common Council meeting on Wednesday, which was held a day later than scheduled due to the winter storm on January 9th. Those races will not have primaries. A bipartisan group of lawmakers released a roughly $78 billion tax package on Tuesday. It would enhance the child tax credit and restore several business tax breaks, as well as boost funding for affordable housing and disaster relief. However, the deal faces many hurdles to passage. Some congressional Democrats and progressive groups have been pushing hard to restore at least part of the expanded child tax credit that greatly reduced child poverty and stabilized families' finances in 2021. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
The coldest of the cold is behind us, but it is still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy with a high of 12, but that wind chill factor will be in the teens below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 12 with some light snow tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you're having a great Wednesday. Hey, already halfway through another work week. We're starting to thaw out finally. Sort of, kind of. Still going to be cold, but I think you get my point. Things are looking up in the great state of Wisconsin. We'll leave it with that. Here's Journey, Don't Stop Believin' on Max FM.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going in. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap
Still
Dancing in the Dark, there is Bruce Springsteen, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Finn, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Maddie. Well, you know, even though it's still the frozen tundra out there, we're done halfway through the work week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're almost there, so.
Almost to the weekend.
Positive, yeah.
And you know, here's the thing. I mean, it's still cold. Don't get us wrong. When we say the coldest of the cold is behind us, it is not as frigid as it was, but it's still cold. 25 to 35 below wind chills are kind of crazy talk. Now we're talking, you know, actual decent winter temperatures. And if decent is the word we're using today, because it actually feels warm out there in comparison to yesterday morning, you know, we have been desensitized greatly by the weather here in Wisconsin, because it actually feels a little balmy out there this morning. I took Aspen out and I was like, oh, hey, I didn't need the two layer of pants this morning. I could have gotten by with one. This isn't so bad. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's still going to be cold. Don't get us wrong. We're talking wind chills today, teens below zero, 12 for the high. We're hitting the double digits though, so that's always a positive. And it looks like as we progress into the weekend, even maybe by Sunday, Monday, we're talking like actual normal temperatures, 20s, 30s once again. So that would be good news. That would be wanted temperatures. Wouldn't it?
Because
this is kind of insane. This is a little crazy. And this is why people from warm climates who live in like Florida, Arizona, when you tell them you live in Wisconsin, the first thing they're always going to ask you is, what are the winters actually like? And then you can refer to these last couple of days just as a reference point for them. Now, it's funny, though, because Corey worked from home yesterday, and he had a phone meeting and like a Zoom kind of Google Meet thing. And one of the guys that was on the meeting was actually in Dallas. Now, they have been down in the teens, so they are freezing. And in fact, they were laughing because a couple of this guy's buddies went to the Cowboys-Packers game on Sunday. And if you watched any of the online social media fodder that followed that game, there was video of the fans racing into AT&T Stadium. Now, that was for two reasons. One, there's a couple of sections of standing room only tickets, so people wanted the best, you know, basically standing positions for the game. And two, because they'd been standing outside for 2 hours in 15 degree weather. Well, the folks in Dallas are not used to that. And he was laughing because he said the people from Wisconsin or, you know, who are Packers fans that his buddies were talking to were like, they were fine. They were like, this is absolutely actually very nice compared to where we just came from, especially if they were coming from up here. So it was kind of funny. He's like, we're not equipped for that down here.
No, they're not.
That's why school closes, when there's like a dusting of snow and things like that, because they really truly are not equipped for those types of things. So look at us. We're just hardy Midwesterners, though. We've got this whole cold thing figured out. It was funny because... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, although yesterday, I actually got the ice cream headache a few times yesterday, going out with the wind chill. Got the brain freeze taking the dogs out, and I was bundled up too, but still.
Doesn't matter. When it's cold, it's just cold. We had to go run a few errands last night. My mama dropped her cell phone in a sink of running water, and so we had to go rectify that, make sure she had a phone because she didn't have one. And well, with her heart, we don't want her to be without a way of communicating with everybody. Now, she had a tablet, but that wasn't really going to help her if she had to text in the middle of a, you know, emergency situation. So Corey and I were running around. We were getting cell phones figured out and all of that good stuff. And at one point, we were getting ready to leave the store, and I looked at him, and I mean, you could barely see my face. I had a scarf on. I had my hood on. I had my coat that comes to my ankles. I had a double layer of gloves, because this is how I sustain winter weather in Wisconsin. And I looked at him and I said, I'm not ready. I just don't think I can do it. And he goes, well, they're getting ready to close. So you either sleep here or you're going to have to go outside. Now, my husband, being as awesome as he is, he went out ahead of me and he started the car. So it was already running and starting to get a little bit warm when I got there. So I was very appreciative of that, because he knows I do not thrive in cold weather. I am not a happy camper. And I had a little meltdown when I got in the car last night. I was singing my I Hate Winter song. I was fighting with my seatbelt because it was stuck on the big winter coat, and I had a little bit of a temper tantrum before we could pull out of the driveway, but it was short-lived, and then I sucked it up and I did the adult thing and I moved on with life. Not happily, but definitely did it.
Begrudgingly, yes.
Exactly. So I found this interesting, and this is a good topic of conversation this early in the morning, especially for anybody who's maybe thinking of breakfast. You know, this is one of those headlines that I saw, and I immediately thought, you know, maybe some tacos in my milk would be actually good. Sadly, or thankfully, that's not what we're going to talk about. Taco Bell just announced its first ever cereal. It's a breakfast take on their cinnamon twist dessert option. Only fans in a handful of cities are going to get to try it this week. They're not selling it in stores or online, at least for this point in time. Instead, they partnered with Uber Eats, and they're giving boxes away for free. Between now and Monday, if you're in New York, LA, Chicago, not too far from us, Miami, Dallas, and Atlanta, you can get your box of cinnamon twist cereals if you use Uber Eats to order Taco Bell breakfast before 11 a.m. Today and tomorrow, Uber One subscription members in those cities can also order a free box, no purchase necessary. And for anybody else, here's the actual advice Taco Bell gave. Just order some normal cinnamon twist, crush them up, and add milk. It sounds like that's actually what this cereal is, and essentially what it's going to taste like anyway. But, you know, at least they're giving us some free advice if we can't actually get our hands on a box of their new cereal. I will say this. I've got kind of a soft spot for things like churro-y type things and cinnamon twisty type things. I've got a little bit of a soft spot for that kind of stuff. And then if you just add some milk, now granted, I don't drink actual milk. I drink almond milk. It sounds as glorious as it is, let me tell you. But it still sounds pretty amazing, honestly. I don't know if I would, I wouldn't turn my nose up at it. Let's say that. But a little breakfast tip this morning if you're in a hurry with the kids.
There you go. You know, it had been actually a while since we had gone to Taco Bell. It had been a long time.
Yeah.
And we went over the weekend because we were out running some errands.
Sure.
And I just kind of said, kind of in the mood for Taco Bell. So let's go through. So it had been a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
I realize inflation and all, but wow. Remember when you could go through Taco Bell and you could feed like about 15 people for about
$3? This is why college students loved it, right?
Exactly.
Because you could pool your money that you found in your old pants or under your mattress or whatever, and you were like, ooh, we can eat for a week. We just had this conversation because we ended up in the same situation about 3 weeks ago. We ran a bunch of errands. It got to be late at night. I just wanted to go home and eat because because we all know that my diet's a little bit more restrictive. And Corey's like, you don't need to go home and make Dexter and me something. He's like, what should we grab? Well, you know, my husband eats out a lot and he's a good sport in those moments. And I do appreciate it. And I said, Dexter'd probably do some Taco Bell. He loves the Dorito Locos, whatever, shell taco. I don't even know what the official name is. So forgive me, Taco Bell fans. But he loves those. And Corey got six of them, you know, six tacos or whatever with some of their potatoes. And it was essentially like $26. And he goes, seriously? When did we start paying that much for Taco Bell?
Exactly.
I know. But that's every fast food restaurant, unfortunately. Yeah. I have to say this. While I do enjoy myself some Taco Bell, I really, really do every now and then, I always will have a soft spot for Taco John's. I know. And we don't have any around here. I know there used to be one in Baraboo a few years ago. I will always have a spot for it. And I think it's mostly because of the Apple Grande. It's like my favorite thing ever. They only bring it back now at Christmas, so that's a little disappointing, but it was my favorite thing ever. And we had an amazing Taco John's growing up when I grew up in Mitchell in South Dakota. And they used to do a cheese taco, which was essentially a flour tortilla. And then they would put a bunch of shredded cheese on it and they would melt it. And then they'd put one of their crunchy hard shells in the center and then put the meat and the lettuce and everything on. It was my favorite thing ever. Mm-hmm. And there weren't any other Taco John's in South Dakota that made it. It was a specialty of the one in Mitchell. Favorite thing ever. Two of those followed up by an Apple Grande. You can sustain life for a really long time. you had your grains in there. You had meat. You had veggies because there were some tomatoes on there. You had the dairy with the cheese.
Sure.
And then if it's followed up by the dessert, that's all the better. But I'll always have a soft spot for Taco John's. If I see one yet to this day, I'm like, ooh, we're stopping. And then I have to go in and explain to them what a cheese taco is because, again, it was a specialty. Now, I've only had one place screw it up. I mean, it's pretty simple, right? I can even make a cheese taco at home. This is not hard. Just something about getting it at your favorite restaurant, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like your favorite fast food joint. I mean, I can stay at home and I can make myself all the waffles I want, but there's nothing like going to a Waffle House when we get into the deep south when we're doing something or chasing or something like that, and it's like 1 a.m. and you just need to stop for a meal. Not as good at home as if I'm stopping there. So there's just something about some of your favorite restaurants, especially when they're the fast food variety. You just can't duplicate that. I don't know if it's taste. It's not a quality thing. We all know that. But there's just something about it, right?
Yeah, and you have to take advantage of it when you can, because a year ago, we were kind of stuck where we didn't really have too many options. We would have to travel like a half an hour or 40 minutes to get to some place like that.
Nobody's traveling to your favorite fast food restaurant. Yeah.
But so now we're living high on the hog now, Maddie. I mean, we're taking every option we possibly can to go out there and get some Taco Bell or Taco John's or whatever.
Oh, goodness. It's the weird things in life that just keep us going. I don't know, though. I keep looking at the photos of this cereal I hear from Taco Bell, and I'm like, this doesn't look horrible. I feel like I need to go purchase some of their cinnamon stick things.
Cinnamon
and
twists
or whatever they're calling them, and then crunch them up and put a little milk on them. I feel like this is something I need to do because this doesn't actually look so bad. And I do love something with good cinnamon on it. That's kind of my thing. I'm a cinnamon fan. So
And you're totally right. I mean, when you said Taco Bell was releasing their first cereal, that's the first thing I thought
little
of.
Mini
was
tacos little mini tacos.
Yeah, little tacos
covered
with milk on them. Yeah.
Sounds delicious. As long as they're chocolate in the shape of a taco with some milk on them or something, I'm always down. But I'm glad, because Taco Bell's been known for the stunts over the years too, right? Like they've done some kind of wild and wacky product type sales. So I'm glad that this one was actually well thought out and one of their products, but being used in a different way. So I'm sure you could probably go online and find all sorts of people who have used the cinnamon twist in different recipes for different things. That's why I love the internet. I mean, I know the internet's full of all of the stupid stuff, and I know that you can kind of get lost in it and it becomes a time sucker and a time waster. I get all of that. But then there's these people out there who are taking things like cinnamon twists from Taco Bell and making actual usable recipes out of it. And see, that's what I love the internet for. That's my favorite part of using the interwebs. So I'm not not using it for anything practical. I'm not using it for anything awesome. I'm out there going, how can I find recipes for things like cinnamon twists? This is what I want. My goodness. This is why I don't get anything done the rest of the week.
So does this mean that you're going to be making your own version of the cinnamon twist?
I might have to try something out. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going anywhere today. Dexter wasn't feeling well last night, so he canceled drum lessons. He was having a bit of a tummy issue, so he's like, Mom, I don't want to get anybody else sick, because he's like, I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if I've actually got a little bit of a bug. His dad wasn't feeling well over the weekend. So he's like, I just don't want to get anybody else sick. And, you know, I appreciate that from him. Sometimes you just need a day off, too. So he's going to stay home today. And I don't actually have to be anywhere today, which is pretty amazing and feels pretty darn nice. I know. I like it. In fact, I slept in a little bit today because I was like, heck, I can work out anytime I want. I don't need to have it done by a certain time of the day. So we're going to hang here at home today and get a few things done. Corey's been working from home for the last couple of days because of the cold. And let me tell you, when my husband works it from home, I love having him around. Do you know how much I get done? Zero. Zero things happen in this house. Zero things get done. Because every time I go to leave, he'll be like, where are you going? What are you doing? I'm just going to go do some laundry. Can I vacuum right now? No, I've got a call in 5 minutes. Well, that call ends up taking like 2.5 hours. And then I'll be like, can I vacuum now? No, I've got another call in a half hour. I've got to get some lunch in between there. What are we having for lunch? What do you have for lunch? Really? I mean, I don't remember my kids being this needy. So yesterday I got zero things done. Monday I ended up getting the dishes done, and that was pretty much it. Yesterday finished up a few things in the kitchen, swept the floors, and that was pretty much it. So I'm hoping today maybe that it's a little warmer. He'll venture out to an office somewhere, just even for
a
few
get
hours.
Some stuff done.
That's right. I'll scurry around here as fast as I absolutely can and get done with everything that's been on my list for the last couple of days. And I get it. You know, the vacuum's a little intrusive. Can't have that in the background. Why are you on so many calls? That's what I keep asking him. I'm like, is this all you do all day long? Like, are you just on one call for meetings after another? And he's like, yes, my entire job is one meeting after another. He's like coordinating people, meetings. He's like, that's pretty much what I do.
I'm that
like,
sounds fun.
you know, watching it, it's really not as glamorous as it sounds, people. Yeah. Really, really not as glamorous as it sounds. That's for sure. Hey, we got to check out this forecast right now. It's not going to be too bad today. I mean, in comparison to what we had earlier this week, right? So we got to keep that in mind. It is still going to be cold, though. But that bitterly stuff is definitely behind us. Partly cloudy, cold today. Temperatures of about 12. The wind chill's still going to be a bit of a factor, but it's going to feel a little bit more like a heat wave in. When you're going from 25 to 35 below to teens below zero, that's a significant difference in how you're going to feel when you walk outside. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 2 below, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 12 for a high once again. We could see some light snow tomorrow night. Right now, it is 1 below.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of January, the spirit pumps will benefit the Baraboo High School Wrestling. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
U.S. Cellular now has unlimited home internet for only $30 a month when you add a mobile line. And it's easy to set up, too, which means you can keep working remotely. Dad, who loves working from home?
Did I mention my fuzzy slippers are very professional looking?
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Wow. High-speed, reliable, unlimited internet for your home or business for as low as $30 per month. Plus, get a free router valued up to $500. Hurry to your local U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg to start saving today.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
7:29 right now. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you are having a great Wednesday. Halfway through another work week. That's all you got to remember, because we're just a few days away from the weekend. Huey Lewis in the news. Now it's the Heart of Rock and Roll on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. And, you know, Finn, I know a lot of us have some travel plans. Some of us just trying to escape the cold. Maybe this is the time of the year where you take your yearly vacation to Florida. You know, Corey and I are getting ready to go to Dallas. I know in a few months you're going to be flying over to Ireland with your sons. But if you're one of those people who really hates to fly, and you know that when you get on the plane, you're going to be a little hungry and all they give you is those little stupid bags of snacks. I always bring my own because who needs a stupid little bag of snacks? Anyway, you need to wear red on the plane. This is a little tip for everybody who's going to be doing some traveling. It might be the opportunity to pull out that red evening gown you've had stashed away in your closet. Who knows? But a recent report claims that wearing the color red when you fly can actually make your travel day smoother and less anxiety-inducing, interestingly enough. Because red is one of those bold colors, right? That's supposed to be, like, change emotion, make things happier, make things more, energetic. So I find it interesting that it makes your travel day smoother. The idea is that red subconsciously makes people think that you're more important or of higher status. So airline staff may be more attentive to you, and red might even attract more favorable treatment, like giving you the seat upgrade or maybe the extra snacks and the drinks that you want on the flight. There are studies to back all of this up too, but they aren't unique to just air travel. In fact, the blog that published the article is focused on airplane tips, but the research is about how the color red is just generally associated with perceived attractiveness and how red can impact alertness and reaction time. So if you're someone who wants a lot of special treatment from the airline staff, it might be worth at least testing this out. And if you're tucked way back in a window seat, make sure the flight attendant can see your red when you come around with those pretzels, because, you know, you might get an extra bag or two. Who really knows? Maybe you'll get away from the bathroom on the plane too. Maybe they'll let you move up a seat or two. We have no idea. We got to test this one out. Now, I don't know if this would require anything fancy, or if your just old red faded t-shirt you've been wearing since college works out best for you as well. I'm going to assume that maybe it's a little bit of an upgrade, but interesting nonetheless if you're going to do some air travel. So make sure you test that one out and wear the red. Now,
but
coming,
this is not what the world of Star Trek taught us.
This is true. This is true.
If you wear a red shirt and you're in the world of Star Trek, that means probably things are not going to work out so well for you.
Right. This is true. Yeah. This is true. Well, let's face it. That wasn't the most, even though it was a science fiction show, it wasn't the most scientific show on the face of the earth. Yeah. So there is that. My husband would argue that he learned everything about space travel from Star Trek, to which I just look at him and I'm like, please don't tell me you're serious right now, which he's not, by the way. But he likes to make a joke of it. But it's interesting, you know, and I guess it makes sense, because when you do see the color red, your eyes are diverted to it quicker than most other colors, just because it is a very bold color. But I don't know if this the any flight attendants care if there's red. I mean, do they even see color at this point? I'm not trying to dog on flight attendants, because
I'm sure
I can't
they
even
see red sometimes.
Right. I can't even imagine how hard their job is in this day and age. Right. So I'm not trying to say anything negative about flight attendants. I've had some really great ones, and just like any other industry, I've had some really not great flight attendants. But, you know, there has to be a certain point where you just basically stop seeing human beings for human beings, because you see so many of them. Yeah. And it's just another person who, just another being that's filling the seat on a plane, right? Like, there has to be a point where, if you've done it for a really long time, where it's just like robotic at some point. Mm-hmm. I just remember, and I'll say this, you know, just it's not really the same situation, but I remember when I was in college and working at the Corn Palace in South Dakota. Yes, the illustrious Corn Palace is a tour guide. Be jealous. Very, very jealous people. But we got to kind of the same boat by the end of the summer. I mean, we saw hundreds of thousands of tourists that went through that Corn Palace every single day. Everything we did became very automatic and robotic, just because you gave the directions the same way. You started out saying, well, where are you parked? If you were giving directions, okay, well, now you need to go here. And it became very automatic. Like, we didn't even think about what we were saying. And to the point where sometimes a tourist would leave your desk and you'd be like, gosh, I hope, like, you didn't remember what you were saying. So you would be like, gosh, I hope I gave them the right directions, because it just became so automatic to you. Even when we gave tours, I mean, we said the same thing. I mean, when we worked an 8-hour shift, we did a tour every hour. So that was 8 tours throughout the day of the Corn Palace. I mean, it became very, very just
it's
robotic, right?
Yeah.
Because you were saying the same thing. Now, the questions would be different, but it was still essentially the same question you'd answered 900 times. And so we were always very kind to the people coming through, because we knew what our jobs were. I mean, we were coached to be ambassadors of the city, so we were always very kind. But I imagine, just if I'm like that by the end of the summer dealing with hundreds of thousands of people, I can't imagine what flight attendants are like by the end of a day when they've done this day in and day out, and sometimes they see hundreds of people depending on their route. I can't imagine that seeing color even matters to them at that point.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they even care. Like, what are you wearing? I don't care. Do you want your pretzels or not? I mean, kind of thing, right? So I can't even imagine. Yeah. But it is an interesting concept. And even if it doesn't work on, you know, a flight attendants because of the fact that they get a little immune to people, you got to think that maybe there's an advantage to wearing red in other parts of life, though, you know, if you want to stand out a little bit more. So give it a try, people. Be bold today. At least you won't blend in with the snowbank. So you've got that.
There you go.
Trying to stand out from the snow is very important right now. We do not need to blend in with that. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It is going to be cold again today, but that bitterly cold stuff, wind chills 25, 35 below, those are behind us, and we're talking wind chills teens below zero, which seems kind of warm in comparison, doesn't it? Which
Call is, me.
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad that we're saying that teens below zero right. seems warm, which tells you exactly how cold it's actually been. We do have also a slight chance for some light snow tomorrow night, too. And Sean Cable's going to tell us about that in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Tomorrow, we have the fifth auction for the Lowell Stevenson Estate, the Town of Stevenson Museum. This auction features trains, antiques, and collectible items. There's a preview at the property near Richland Center today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That online-only auction ends tomorrow at 10 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Several auctions for next week, including an office supply and furniture auction in Reedsburg on Monday, as well as the Dennis and Diane Ortell auction located near Nacita on Tuesday, featuring tractors, tools, and much more. And then on Thursday is our farm consignment auction for the month of January. All those catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. You can go there to view more details and get more information. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
There are some tough decisions going on in our TV binge bracket at throwbacknationradio.com. I'm Tony DeReno. But if you make those tough decisions, it could pay off for you as you pick the best TV theme songs of all time and you could score $500. Pay off your streaming bill, pay off your cable bill, pay whatever bill you want. Just pay yourself. All that matters is you sign up now at throwbacknationradio.com and listen for more of those theme songs right here later tonight, starting at 8 on 99.7 Max FM.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night, boys basketball action around the area. The Baraboo Thunderbirds get the win at home over Poinette, 66-34 the final there. It was Portage hitting the road and coming back with a 53-48 win over Westfield. Watertown 85-72 winners against McFarland, and Stoughton 86-68 over Union Grove. Girls hoops yesterday, Baraboo falls to Poinette at home, 73-51 the result there. Chalk Prairie hosted Dodgeville at the South Gymnasium, and the Eagles come away with the 59-56 victory. And Wisconsin Dells wins at home over Portage, 79-36 the final. That's all in girls hoops and boys hockey. Baraboo Portage winners out at Pierce Park, 4-3 over Viroqua. And Sauk Prairie is blanked on the road against Sun Prairie, 6-0 the final there. It's a typical quiet Wednesday, and then tomorrow things will pick right back up once again. And the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team loses just their fourth game of the season, 87-83 to the Penn State Nittany Lions. The number 11 team in the country, Wisconsin Badgers, also dropped their first conference game of the year. They allow Penn State to hang around early, and in fact, the Nittany Lions had the 39-35 lead at halftime. Badgers would be able to tie at 72-72 down the stretch, but again, Penn State knocked down some big shots and some turnovers for the Badgers, led to the four-point loss. It ends what was a six-game winning streak, and again, they were 5-0 in the conference prior to this game. They'll be back on the court Friday night when they return to the Kohl Center. They'll be hosting Indiana. 7:30 will be the tip-off for that one. And after a little few-day break, the Bucks are back at it again tonight. They're heading to Cleveland to face the Cavs. 6:30 will be the tip-off for that one. Bucks are winners of three straight games over some really tough opponents, the Kings, the Warriors, and the Celtics. Again, Cavs and Bucks tonight, 7:30. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Max FM, Jim.
The coldest of the cold is behind us, but it is still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy with a high of 12, but that wind chill factor will be in the teens below zero for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 12 with some light snow tomorrow night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero. 99.7.
7:44 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. It's Queen now. Another one bites the dust on 99.7 Max FM.
Let's go. She walks merrily down the street with the pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. There is Queen. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. And this is just the moment in time where I feel like I have to remind everybody that if you really love Queen, that IMAX film debuts tomorrow night. You can catch their Montreal show that they did on IMAX screens across the country, including in Fitchburg, if you're so inclined. And that's a one weekend only thing, Finn. So if you don't catch it this weekend, you're going to have to go to YouTube or find a DVD or something of that amazing show. But Freddie Mercury on a really large screen with amazing sound all around you. I don't think that's a bad way to spend an afternoon or evening, quite honestly. So,
it's a great show, great concert.
Yeah, it really truly is. And we're going to definitely try to get to that this weekend. We were waiting to buy tickets because, of course, Packers in playoffs, right? And so I said to Corey, I don't want to get tickets for like Saturday night and then they have to play. Well, what happened? I'm glad we didn't do that because the Packers now play Saturday night.
Yeah.
So we'll probably go catch that on Sunday afternoon would be my guess. At least that's what we're aiming for at this point in time, just because, you know, well, Thursday nights are hard. I get up really early. Friday nights, kind of hard, usually puppy school and I'm tired from the week. And now we have Packers football on Saturday. So Sunday, I guess it is. I mean, it pretty much takes every day out other than Sunday. So we'll go try to catch that on Sunday. Should be a fabulous movie. We'll put it in air quotes. Movie concert. I mean, if Taylor Swift can do it with the Eras Tour, why can't Queen do it with a live Freddie Mercury show? I'm pretty sure that they certainly can, right? Now, we've got to do some celebrating here this morning with some birthdays. And, of course, we've got our big celebrity list, and we've got a few locals to pass along. But before we jump right in, we will remind you that if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us while we're going through the celebrity side of things. 355-9970, that is the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin. Dell's text line. We have some good names on this list today. We're going to start out with Connor Cruz, maybe not one of the most well-known names on the list. He is 29 years old, and he is the adopted son of Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Remember that weird marriage way back in the day? They seem like much happier individuals apart than they did together. Anyway, he was in the Red Dawn reboot, and he was in the 2008 Will Smith movie 7 Pounds as well. Kelly Marie Tran, who's Finn's love interest Rose in the Star Wars movies, she is celebrating her 35th birthday today. Calvin Harris is also celebrating a birthday. He is 40. Now, he's actually a Scottish DJ, and you probably know him best from that hit with Rihanna, that This Is What You Came For. He's also one of the many, many guys who had a contentious breakup with Taylor Swift. It's speculated that her song, I Did Something Bad, is probably about him and their relationship. Of course it would be. I mean, you know, that's the one thing Travis Kelce, I think, has to really be careful of. If things go badly, you know you're going to be in a song.
Yeah,
exactly. And everybody's going to know it's about you because you were the last one that she dated. Now, they do seem very happy together. So we'll hope that things are going better than all of other Taylor Swift's other relationships.
Yeah, you don't want another You Ought to Know coming
right.
out and being
right.
about you.
Yeah, I mean, and that's essentially what Taylor does. I mean, some of her best material is after those breakups and about those relationships. Dwayne Wade, who's a former NBA star from the Miami Heat, he is celebrating his 42nd birthday. I'm not going to try to pronounce his entire name, but if you're a fan of Dancing with the Stars, Max from that show, he's one of the studs who's won the mirror ball, dance ball, I don't even know what they call it, a couple of different times. Anyway, he won one time with figure skater Meryl Davis, and that was back in season 18, and then he married one of his fellow dancers, Peeta, shortly after the birth of their son. He is celebrating his 44th birthday. Zooey Deschanel, oh, I love her. She is 44 years old today as well. She was Jessica Day on New Girl. She sings with M. Ward as the duo She and Him. Now, as an actress, she's the cute Gimbals employee in Elf. We all know that one, probably still watching it. She's also the sister in Almost Famous. She's in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and she's the goth chick in The Good Girl that stars Jennifer Aniston as well. I think she's pretty talented. I like Zooey Deschanel. I think she's fun on screen, too.
She's got a phenomenal singing voice.
Yeah, she's really talented. Freddie Rodriguez, who is Benny on Bowl. He was also on the NBC medical drama The Night Shift. He also plays Fred Rico on 6 Feet Under and Zombie Tail Kicker in Planet Terror, one of the Grindhouse movies. He's 49 years old today. Kid Rock is celebrating his 53rd birthday today. Naveen Andrews is also celebrating. He's 55 years old. Now, he was a CIA contact on Instinct. He was Jonas on Sense8, but of course, Finn, you're always going to know him as Saeed on Lost, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, he celebrates today as well. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is celebrating today. She is 60 years old. I was just looking at recent photos of her. There are some of us in this world that age really well. There are some of us who do not. Michelle Obama falls into that first category.
Agreed.
There are some women I look at, and I'm like, wow, I hope someday I'm 60, 70 years old, and I look as amazing as you. And she would definitely be one of those women in that category. My goodness. Jim Carrey, Mr. Pickles on Showtime's Kidding. I mean, if that's what we can only come up with for Jim Carrey, I don't think we're trying very hard today. Very talented actor. We all know that. He's made us laugh several times over the years. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Dennis O'Hare, Liz Taylor on American Horror Story Hotel. Now, in previous seasons, he was actually Stanley for Freak Show. He was Spalding for Coven. He was also Larry Harvey for Murder House. And he was also Russell on True Blood. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Speaking of singers with phenomenal voices, Susanna Hoffs, the lead singer for the Bangles, is celebrating a birthday today. She is 65 years old. Love Susanna Hoffs. I always thought she had an amazing voice as well. Plus, she was adorable when she was with the Bangles, wasn't yeah. she? She absolutely was adorable. I don't know if you use that word for a grown woman, but sometimes it fits, right? Because she really was. Steve Harvey, who's the original king of comedy, he kind of became the butt of a lot of jokes, though, after he announced the wrong winner at the 2015 Miss Universe pageant. Yeah. Remember that moment? Yeah. He's celebrating his 67th birthday. He's since redeemed himself. He's a great host on the current version of Family Feud, and now he's got his own show. Have you seen it? It's Judge Harvey. It's basically him solving cases between people who come in with problems with other people. He's not a real judge.
He's like a relationship therapist now.
Yeah, any squabbles they have over money or anything like that, it's basically Judge Judy without the actual judge in front of it, you know, because he's not actually a judge. He can't do anything with the law, but he's obviously trying to help people fix their problems. I don't know. It's very strange. I've never watched it. I've only seen the previews for it. Anyway, Steve Harvey, 67 today. Let's see. We've got Mick Taylor on the list as well. He was the Rolling Stones guitarist from 1969 to 1974. Now, when Mick joined the band, he was a non-smoking, non-drinking vegetarian. And then when he left the band, he was addicted to heroin. His classic hits with the band include It's Only Rock and Roll and Let It Bleed. Sounds like he enjoyed the road life a little bit too much, maybe. Yeah. Anyways, did I say it? He's 75 today.
Occupational hazard with the Rolling Stones.
I think so. A lot of those bands from early in the late 60s, early 70s, I think it was an occupational hazard. Maury Povich is celebrating his 85th birthday. So happy birthday to him. And, you know, apparently somewhere in this universe, he's announcing somebody as the father of a child because that's what you do on your 85th birthday. Oh, and then here's a legend. James Earl Jones is celebrating a birthday today. 93 years old for James Earl Jones. Awesome. I think he's a phenomenal actor, and boy, oh boy, you know the iconic voice. You know the iconic James Earl Jones voice, from Darth Vader to CNN to Mufasa. I mean, what else do you need to go through? He was an incredible on the screen. I love him so much. Let's see, we've got a couple of local birthdays we got to pass along this morning as well. Margie Feld is celebrating today. Margie, very, very happy birthday to you. And then we also had one come in on our text line this morning. Maria Ward is celebrating, and this is a little happy birthday message from Becky and Randy Benson to Maria. So Maria, we hope you have a wonderful day. And of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, we wish the same for you. Remember to add somebody to the list. Always easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Checking out this forecast right now. Partly cloudy today. Going to be cold. Not quite as cold as we saw the last couple of days, Finn. I mean, we're talking wind chills today, teens below zero. So that feels like a complete upgrade, but still, you know, a little layer inducing, I think, at this point. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 2 below. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 12. We could even see some light snow tomorrow night. Right now, it's 1 below. A look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use it directed.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. More dangerously cold conditions across the Midwest and the South. The cold snap has been blamed for at least 9 deaths. Parts of Tennessee have seen twice their annual snowfall average. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing a new rule to rein in overdraft fees charged by banks. Those fees can typically cost $35 per transaction.
Under the proposed rule, the CFPB